Coppola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 412 Pensacola Right Now. News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Yes, the weather's moved out. That is the positive thing I'm going to leave with you. I know we got dumped on during the midday's hours today, but I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have an interview with the National Weather Service. We're going to do that at 5:12 this afternoon, and what we're going to discuss is the weather, basically any reports of damage, things like that, that might have occurred during the weather front moving through. But we're also going to talk about the future of the weather this week for Pensacola. So National Weather Service will be joining us 5:12 this afternoon on News Radio 92.3. Before we get into the thick of things this afternoon, let's go ahead and do the three top trending stories, if you don't mind.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, tonight, SpaceX scheduled for liftoff from the Kennedy Space Center. Launch of the FRAM-2 mission set to go at 10:20 this evening. It will be live-streamed on the SpaceX account. For the latest launch information, just keep an eye on SpaceX social media feeds. By the way, I'm monitoring it right now. It's a real nice feed, so you might want to check that out. You can weigh in on plans to rehabilitate the Bob Sykes Fishing Pier. Scambia County hosting a public meeting 4 p.m. on Thursday, giving you a few days here to put that on your calendar. It'll happen over the SRIA building. Staff's going to conduct an updated presentation on where the project is right now and a proposed timeline, where it's going to be in the future. Also, there'll be a Q&A session thrown in there. And a recent countywide flooding vulnerability assessment report has 85% of Escambia County is not at risk for flooding. Pretty substantial number there. There are other areas at some risk of flooding, ranging from low to high. The study found the most vulnerable assets are in the south end of Escambia County.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All righty, Florida's legislators tackling the issue of public access to beaches. A bill that's advancing through the state Senate would bring back customary use to Florida beaches. That allows residents to walk along the beach even if it's private property. The bill is supported by dozens of residents who are fighting to gain access to beaches. But beach access has been controversial on Perdido Key, where many beachside condo owners have fought against the move.
Yeah, they're doing that basically all up and along the Gulf Coast here, all the way from Panama City. Destin in that area, and we've had our encounter, like you said, with the Perdido Key area. Still waiting for that one to kind of unravel and see if the condo owners get the right to stop people from walking on the beach.
Right.
Or will public have access to walk down the beach? Not a big request. Okay, State of Florida also holding a special election tomorrow to fill the congressional seat left open by now security advisor Michael Waltz. State Senator and Republican congressional candidate Randy Fine telling Fox and Friends he expects to see a decent turnout for voters tomorrow.
The important thing is for those who agree with President Trump, who support the Trump agenda. My opponent is endorsed by Bernie Sanders. For the people who support President Trump, to go to voterandyfine.com, find their polling place, make a plan to vote, tell their friends, and show up tomorrow. When that happens, we're going to win.
And Governor Ron DeSantis proposed immediate property tax relief for Florida homeowners, offering an average $1,000 rebate for each homesteaded property to be issued in December of this year. This rebate will cover state-mandated school property taxes while maintaining full school district funding, and the initiative aims to benefit over 5.1 million properties and is part of the governor's long-term goal to eliminate property taxes through a constitutional amendment.
And Fine did not mention, of course, the big highly contested race here in the panhandle, Jimmy Patronis and Gay Valmont. That is, I guess that's the center stage event in the election process for tomorrow's vote. So, polls open 7 a.m., close at 7 p.m., so exercise your right, get yourself out there and vote. This is very concerning because of the fact that, you know, we went through a period, high prices of eggs not in supply, that type of thing. So people have reverted over to the liquid eggs, Egg beaters is what I'm talking about.
Right.
Over 200,000 pounds of egg beaters have been recalled. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food Safety and Inspection Service confirmed that they may have been contaminated with a cleaning solution. The cartons were shipped for food service use here in Florida, Arizona, California, Colorado, Illinois, and Iowa. The items recalled all contain the number G1804. That's the common denominator there, G1804 on the cartons. They were produced on March 12th and 13th of this year.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Do maybe have some minor backups on a Highway 90 if you are traveling east and west in front of the Pace Walmart Supercenter. But outside of that, there's not much. As for the weather, sitting at around 76 degrees here. Low of 63 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be cloudy. High of 76, low of 68.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Stocks ending mixed as investors brace themselves for President Trump's reciprocal tariffs to take effect. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
The major averages clawing back from earlier steeper losses on this last trading day of the month and first quarter, with stocks ending mixed as investors look ahead to President Trump's tariff plans. Gold topped $3,100 for the first time as investors seek safe havens. And mortgage company Rocket has agreed to buy rival Mr. Cooper for almost $9.5 billion. Rocket shares dropped 7% on the news, while Mr. Cooper shares jumped 16%. The Dow winners, Home Depot, United Health Group and Sherwin-Williams, the Dow decliners, Amazon, Microsoft, and Salesforce. The Dow up 418 points, the Nasdaq lower by 24, S&P 500 up 31. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And today, President Trump calls our Liberation Day is fast approaching. On Wednesday, new reciprocal tariffs are set to take effect against Canada, Mexico, China, and the EU. The White House says that it will undo decades of those powers taking advantage of the U.S. Market analysts expect a volatile Wall Street week with the uncertainty of the tariffs.
419 News Radio 92.3. Fears of the U.S. entering stagflation are growing as warning signs emerge. Lauren Simonetti in New York City with more.
The Fed's preferred measure of inflation jumped 2.8% last month, and there are concerns tariffs announced on Wednesday will add to already rising prices. That was filtered into the University of Michigan reading on consumer sentiment. It cratered in March. Now Goldman Sachs is raising its probability for an economic recession in the next year to 35%, as it sees reciprocal tariffs averaging 15%. Some Federal Reserve officials are concerned. San Francisco's Mary Daly says companies will adjust to the tariffs, but thinks stagflation is an unlikely risk. Chairman Jay Powell will try to sort it all out on Friday. He speaks on the economy just 3 hours after the Labor Department releases the March jobs report. In New York, Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a bit of a deeper dive on your national headlines and also may get some business notes. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jimmy Patronis is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida's chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Patronis has done a tremendous job as CFO. Patronis has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run. And you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Cops, Cars, and Crawfish is back on Saturday, April 12th. It's a car show and a crawfish boil to benefit the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. The gates at Five Flags Speedway open to the public at 10 a.m., and you can bring your family out to wander around and see some incredible cars. There's trophies, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a free movie on the big screen, the People's Choice Awards, and of course, crawfish. The Cat Crew's going to be there. We'll be bringing the fun and games. We'll look forward to seeing you at Cops, Cars, and Crawfish 2025.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Not much going on the roads from what I can see here. Maybe some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but that's to be expected, and that's our worst looking spot right now. As for the weather, 76 degrees, going to be a low of 63 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be some cloudiness, but no rain luckily. High of 76, low of 68.
Okay, interesting. We're going to be joining Eric Bramer here in just a few minutes here with the Wahoos. Yeah, Wahoos preparing new and exciting concession items for the 25 season, plus a new grab-and-go automated storefront on their main concourse. Award-winning chef Travis Wilson offering an extensive variety of food this season. We'll talk food, but we'll also talk baseball, and we'll also talk about some unique things happening this week. Leading up to the opening day for the Wahoos. Eric Bramer, 4:37 this afternoon.
All righty. Six people are dead and thousands without power after severe weather across the country on Sunday. A truck driver was killed in Indiana when intense winds blew his semi over and a tree fell onto a trailer in Oklahoma, killing one person. In Michigan, three people died from the same family. From the same family when they were killed when a tree hit their car, and another person died in Indiana when an Amish buggy was flipped over due to heavy winds.
This is driving a lot of Democrats crazy this afternoon. President Trump not ruling out the idea of another 4 years in the office. Ryan Schmelz has the details.
President Trump says he wasn't joking about the idea of a third term, but when pressed by reporters during a gaggle by Air Force One.
I'm not looking at that, but I'll tell you, I have had more people ask me to have a third term.
In a phone interview with NBC News, President Trump says there are methods which you could do it. When asked by reporter Kristen Welker about the possibility, the 22nd Amendment of the Constitution says, quote, no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice, though some Republicans have proposed changing the Constitution to allow for a third term. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Okay, two elections tomorrow will serve as an early referendum on President Trump's second term. Brooke Singman has the deals.
Wisconsinites will vote tomorrow to decide control of the state's highest court. So the high-stakes Supreme Court race is smashing spending records with more than $80 million spent so far and mega donors supporting both candidates. Elon Musk and his America PAC have spent more than $12 million in Wisconsin for the vacated seventh seat. Meanwhile, Florida also has two major races tomorrow. That's one to fill Matt Gaetz's vacated House seat and another to replace White House National Security Advisor Mike Waltz.
And Karen Reed's second murder trial begins in Massachusetts tomorrow with what is expected to be the long process of jury selection. She's accused of killing her boyfriend, Boston Police Officer John O'Keefe, with her SUV and leaving him to die outside a house in Canton during a snowstorm in January of 2022. The 45-year-old Mansfield woman has pleaded not guilty and claims other people are trying to frame her. Her first trial last year ended in a mistrial due to a hung jury.
A lot of exposure today on the returning astronauts, Butch Wilmore and Suni, and they are making a lot of news on that side. Of course, we're getting ready to have a launch later on this evening, Fram 2 from Florida down at the Kennedy Space Station. And while we'll wrap this in here, NASA is remaining hopeful about their future missions to the International Space Station. Jonathan Serre has more from Houston.
NASA officials say they want two dissimilar options, American options, for shuttling astronauts to and from the International Space Station. Right now, SpaceX's Dragon capsule is the only American spacecraft currently certified for orbital human spaceflight. It's proven itself safe and reliable time and time again, as it did earlier this month when it carried Butch and Sonny and the other two members of Crew 9 back to Earth safely. But if a safety or technical concern were to temporarily ground the SpaceX fleet, NASA wants to be able to pivot to another option so there's little disruption in supplies and crew members reaching the International Space Station.
Here's today's business news.
Alrighty, the Yeti brand of coolers ruffling some feathers with their decision to cancel an order placed by a woman's nonprofit leadership organization. Lauren Hussman with the Claire Booth Luce Center for Conservative Women says they're being discriminated against because they have the word conservative in their title. Yeti, which is based in Austin, Texas, says in a statement that they have a policy against creating custom products with political affiliations or associations.
Okay, Columbia is announcing their next acting president after the previous interim president stepped down. Alexis McAdams has more from NYC.
The mortgage giant has reached a deal to buy Mr. Cooper Group in a $9.4 billion all-stock deal. The Detroit-based Rocket said acquiring its Texas-based competitor will add nearly 7 million additional clients to its roster, and that one in every six mortgages in the U.S. will now be represented by Rocket, which has been on a buying spree of late. 2 weeks ago, it purchased the real estate listing company Redfin in another all-stock deal, this one worth $1.75 billion. Redfin is a popular tool for potential homebuyers, with over 1 million for sale and rental listings on its online platform. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, very interesting situation. If you're thinking about your finances and maybe buying a home, selling a home, let me give you the numbers. Mortgage News Daily out today, just a few moments ago. Those rates a little lower today, remain below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily says the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage around 6.76%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage at 6.15%.
News. I'm Tom Graham. The White House weighing in as President Trump prepares to impose wide-ranging tariffs this week.
President Trump's cabinet will join him for a Rose Garden event Wednesday when the president imposes tariffs on imports from dozens of countries.
Unfortunately, these countries have been ripping off our country for far too long.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says there will not be exemptions at this time.
Fox's Jared Halpert at the White House. A fast-growing wildfire raging in California prompted evacuations as powerful winds helped spread the blaze.
Evacuations have been ordered for parts of two counties in California's Eastern Sierra region where the Silver Fire continues to burn. CAL FIRE officials say it started on Sunday afternoon and is 0% contained. It has burned more than 1,200 acres and shut down a 30-mile stretch of Highway 6.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. A number of tariffs set by the Trump administration will go into effect on Wednesday, including a 25% levy on all automobiles not made in the U.S. The president is also expected to announce his plan for reciprocal tariffs soon. Meanwhile, shares of Aston Martin jumped as much as 13% today, that coming on the heels of the British luxury car maker saying they'll raise more than $161 million through funding from Chairman Lawrence Stroll's investment vehicle and the sale of a minority stake in the Formula One racing team. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, ahead of a crucial House vote this week, criticizing a GOP plan to raise overdraft fees at banks. The plan aims to cap overdraft fees at $5. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow gaining more than 415 points, the S&P added 30, and the NASDAQ was down by 23. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Coach Prime signed an extension with Colorado for 5 years and $54 million. Colorado fans should be jumping for joy, as Coach Prime quickly turned the Buffaloes around from being irrelevant to one of the most talked about teams in college football. And the longer Coach Prime stays in college, the better it is for college football fans. Now the question is, can college continue to keep him, or will he one day follow Shador to the NFL? I'm Zach Gelb.
For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their tools, but to protect their professional reputations. Whether it's inside or outside of work vehicles, a WeatherGuard badge means pros can trust that their hard-earned name is in good hands. Since 1968 and every day since, WeatherGuard has been protecting anything it takes to build a professional reputation. WeatherGuard, established in 1968, proven every day. WeatherGuard.com.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Hall's Hardware in Milton on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about the Board of Trustees appointments for UWF because last week the Senate panel heard their testimony and voted not to recommend Adam Kissel, did vote to recommend the three Board of Governors appointees. Even Judy Bentz, former president of the university, traveled to Tallahassee to give her testimony. We shared all that with you. The Final Four is set with both Auburn and Florida in the mix, all number one seeds, and Andrew McKay's adventures in softball. You can check all the podcasts out at newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
437 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. We're going to be speaking with Eric Bramer here in just a second with Wahoos, getting an update heading into their season kickoff on Friday. A lot to talk about there. But first, let me go ahead and tell you about the three top trending stories that we're going to get into this afternoon. Of course, tonight, SpaceX scheduled for liftoff from the Kennedy Space Center. The launch of the FRAM-2 mission goes at 10:20. It will be live streamed on the SpaceX account. For the latest launch info, just keep an eye on SpaceX's social media feed. I'm watching that as we speak this afternoon. State average price for unleaded regular, $3.11 per gallon. Escambia County, as low as $2.74, was posted on West 9 Mile Road, $2.85 in Cantonment, $2.69 in Gulf Breeze proper, and $2.59 at Raceway on Davis Highway in Pensacola. And the Naval Aviation Museum offering a new option for viewing Blue Angel practice sessions. By the way, that comes up on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Admirals Club seating priced at $10. What this includes are premium seats, water, earplugs. Airshow practice sessions begin on Wednesday from the flight line at the museum on board NAS Pensacola. Here's a reminder for you. There is a kind of a change of what you can bring in. And one specific item I want to pass on, only clear tote bags will be allowed. Diaper bags will have to be inspected. But I do that in case the ladies are coming out there with their purses.
Right.
Make it easy. Think about going to an NFL football game. Clear purse so you can see through it.
All right.
And that's the top three trending stories.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Oh, do we have a big one for you? It's the debut of Blue Wahoos Update. Getting ready for opening day Friday, taking on the Biloxi Shuckers. Eric Bramer in has this afternoon's Wahoos Update.
Hey, everybody. This is Pensacola Blue Wahoos broadcaster Eric Bramer with your first Wahoos update of the 2025 season. Baseball returned, at least Major League Baseball, last Thursday as we celebrated opening day across the country. Our Miami Marlins, the big league affiliate of the Blue Wahoos, had 9 of our former players on their opening day roster, and they secured a walk-off win over the Pittsburgh Pirates to start their season. Our season here in Pensacola doesn't begin until Friday. That's when we welcome in the Biloxi Shuckers to begin a 9-game homestand beginning the 2025 Southern League schedule. If you've got tickets to our opening day game, you'll want to arrive early. Gates open at 5 for a 6:05 first pitch. Early arriving fans will receive a Blue Wahoos trucker cap presented by Landrum. We don't quite know our roster, though we think that they will be in transit from spring training to Pensacola over the course of the next couple days. We will have an official roster before the first pitch is thrown. We can't wait to enjoy another season of Blue Wahoos baseball with our fans here in Pensacola. Until next time, this is Eric Bramer with your Wahoos Update.
All righty. Thank you very much, Eric. And carrying on with our sports segment here, NFL news flying around at the annual owners' meetings. The Cowboys are in the early stages of negotiations with star pass rusher Micah Parsons, but talks have been heading in a good direction. The Steelers still exploring their options at QB, including Aaron Rodgers, and the Jets have named Justin Fields as their starter. The NFL is also expected to discuss expanding the regular season to 18 games.
Okay, let's take a kind of a deep dive here into the sports activity on News Radio 92.3.
Fox Sports Update.
It's deja vu in San Antonio. The last time the men's Final Four was held at the Alamo Dome was back in 2008 and it featured all 4 of the number one seeds in the tournament. And now in 2025, it's happened yet again.
On Sunday, number one Houston defeated number two Tennessee 69-50 to clinch their seventh Final Four appearance. And number one Auburn took down number two Michigan State 70-64 as the Tigers reached the Final Four for only the second time in school history. Those two squads will now join number one Florida and number one Duke for a chance at a national championship. Those games will get underway on Saturday. The same could happen on the women's side. On Sunday, number one South Carolina beat number two Duke 54-50, and number one UCLA defeated number three LSU 72-65. Two more games taking place tonight. At 7 o'clock Eastern, number one Texas faces number two TCU, and at 9 o'clock Eastern, number one USC takes on number two UConn. In the NHL, the Great Eight taking another step towards history.
Van Riemsdyk to the front, looking for an Ovechkin deflection that went high. Alex is still there. Score! He can see the mountaintop from here. We're at DEFCON 5.
It's courtesy of Monumental Sports Network. Alex Ovechkin with career goal number 890. He's now only 5 goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. But the Washington Capitals cannot hang on to beat the Buffalo Sabres. Buffalo wins it 8-5. Elsewhere, the Montreal Canadiens defeating the Florida Panthers 4-2. Montreal now entering the playoff picture as they hold possession of the final wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference. And the NASCAR Cup Series at Martinsville on Sunday for the Cookout 400. And it was a decade in the making for the driver who came out on top.
Denny Hamlin delivers. He comes off turn four and wins the Cookout 400 for his 55th career victory.
Mike Joy with the call on FS1. It's Denny Hamlin's 6th career victory at Martinsville, but his first at the short track in 10 years. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Tony Genualdo.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All righty. One of the things that we heard in that update there was about Florida in the Final Four. They will be taking on Auburn on Saturday in San Antonio. Wow. And Vegas actually likes the Gators here. UF currently a 2.5-point favorite. That was as of earlier today, at least. The teams did meet once during the regular season. Florida won 90-81. That game will be at 5.09 p.m. on Saturday, our time. And while we're talking about March Madness, want to let you know Westwood One Sports coverage of the NCAA Men's Tournament is on our sister station. That's ESPN Pensacola 99.1. FM 1330 AM, and you can also listen to them anywhere on the ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Okay, real quick here. Subway's been cut out of the NFL deal it previously had. Jersey Mike's secures a deal to become the new sandwich sponsor of the National Football League.
We started with college basketball, then the CBS game of the week, college football, pro football, pro baseball, the NHL hockey.
That's Jersey Mike's CEO, Peter Cancro. So.
All right.
Yeah, I guess Danny DeVito's been doing some good work for him.
Yeah, well, and honestly, you said that was the official sub of who again?
The National Football League.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, because
the Subway was the official sandwich.
I think Jersey Mike's is a better fit for the NFL anyway, because Subway, they've been doing a lot of collaborations with NBA players over the years. Basketball is more their speed. I don't know. It's not that important, but anyway.
But it's a good point.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And
I got your back, man.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. You and me against the world here. And the Ravens letting the league take care of business before addressing one of their stars. President Sashi Brown said Sunday that the team will not make any determination on kicker Justin Tucker's future until the NFL has finished its investigation. Of course, if you haven't been kept in the loop, Tucker's been accused of inappropriate behavior by 16 massage therapists from 8 Baltimore spas and wellness centers.
Well, he spent some bucks, didn't he?
Yeah, my goodness.
Okay, 444 News Radio 92.3. New survey out here saying nearly half of Gen X is not confident about retirement. Tanya J. Powers has the details.
When it comes to retirement, 45% of Gen Xers, those between 44 and 59 years old, say they are not confident in their ability to retire, quote, when and how they want, while 53% said they did feel confident they could do so. The numbers come from Fidelity Investments' annual State of Retirement Planning study, based on a survey that involved more than 2,000 adult financial decision makers with a minimum of one investment account. Compared to last year's study, Gen X confidence in retiring when and how they want dropped by 16%. Gen X also holds the most negative retirement outlook among the four generations included in the study. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Luckily, not too much going on the roads here. Have some minor backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and maybe some on 9 Mile itself developing if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Outside of that, there's not much going on. As for the weather, sitting at around 76 degrees, low of 63 this evening. Tomorrow, it's going to be a cloudy day, high of 76, low of 68.
Okay, let's go ahead. Great local snapshot. Let me pull you out about 40,000 feet here and looking down.
Just a tad.
It's a new snapshot here. As one severe storm system departs the United States, another one is beginning to come together. Well, senior meteorologist Janice Dean all over this.
Strong to severe thunderstorms could bring major weather hazards along the East Coast today with large hail, damaging winds, heavy rain with the risk of flooding, and a few tornadoes. Meanwhile, the next cross-country storm system will move into the West Coast with rain and mountain snow. This energy will then move into the Plain States and bring our next round of severe weather midweek with not only storms, but snow and wind for the northern tier of the country. Stay up to date with all of the latest weather info with Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
You see, there's a perfect reason why we live in Florida. Still getting snow and stuff. Go ahead, you can have that stuff. Coming up at 5:12, while we're kind of doing the motif thing with the weather services, we're going to have a special guest in from the National Weather Service. We'll talk about a recap of the front that just passed and went through our area, but we're going to talk to them about the long-range forecast. I'm looking at zeros up until Saturday. Sunday's a deadly day.
Right.
We're going to see how valid that really is. National Weather Service coming up 5:12 on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. And United Airlines soon beginning to offer Starlink internet service on its regional jets. The airline said today it has FAA approval, and the first commercial flight of Starlink-equipped aircraft is planned for next month. The approval comes as the, planned for May. The approval comes as Doge is auditing the FAA for cuts. The head of Doge, billionaire Elon Musk, also owns Starlink. United expects to equip more than 300 planes with the technology by the end of this year.
He sure does, and he saved a lot of folks in North Carolina, let me tell you, when they couldn't get communications in there. That Starlink was something else. Hey, police departments across the nation have seen an uptick in theft of cars with keyless entry. You know the one, push to start ignitions?
Right.
Kind you probably have?
No, actually, I do not.
Okay, I do.
I'm old school.
Jeff Manasso has the story.
Thieves have gone high-tech, targeting cars with keyless remotes and push buttons, with a rise in thefts from San Antonio to Chicago and D.C., where thieves are gaining access through an onboard data port below the steering wheel. That can be prevented by purchasing a lock that easily goes over the port and takes seconds to install. The second way thieves are stealing cars is by making a copy of your car key, using a device to clone the signal. To block the signal, you can also purchase a key fob protector or Faraday box. You can even use a steering wheel lock as a deterrent, all cheap, under $50 investments that could save you thousands. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And since we're in the realm of cars here, President Trump says he couldn't care less if automakers raise their prices because of a new 25% tariff on foreign-made vehicles, which is set to take effect on Wednesday. In an interview with NBC News on Saturday, Trump said he didn't care if automakers raise prices and, in fact, hopes they do because he thinks people will start buying American-made cars as a result.
You know, I did not realize that we had a fashionable on the commission. That was a commission. Let me just explain what I'm talking about.
Please
here.
Do.
Alvin's Island is... going to be launching a new location over in Navarre Beach, over on Gulf Boulevard. Not everybody's happy with the idea of the store. District 4 Commissioner Ray Eddington says he does not approve of the building's colors. Too bright.
Come on.
Wait a minute. As in his words, as it will bring a lot of undesirable people to the island. Because of the pink, the yellow, the blue, the green, the purple.
Who would that bring?
Colors. Well... And he also says it will bring more traffic to the island. Isn't that the whole purpose?
Yeah.
To get more people over there to spend more dollars to generate taxes and things. You know the process I'm talking about. Eddington thinks another steakhouse, that's what we need around here, another steakhouse would be a better fit for the area.
Dude. Yeah, come on.
No, all we say at this point is, enough said.
Yeah, sure. All right. 450 here. We'll take one last quick break.
Go ahead and laugh. It's laughable.
I mean, golly. People will pick anything to get upset about.
Oh, my gosh.
450, we'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some more national notes for you and maybe some business. And if there's time as we get to the end of this 4 o'clock hour, I'm sure we can find a frivolous headline or two just to kind of make you smile before we send you into 5 p.m. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Robert Bender, your Escambia County Supervisor of Elections. The special general election is April 1st, and there are three ways you can vote. One, you can request a vote by mail ballot by March 20th. Two, you can vote early at any one of our 10 early voting locations from March 22nd through March 29th. Three, you can vote at your polling place on Election Day, April 1st. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote. For more information, visit EscambiaVotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, let me just do this. If you don't mind, I want to get this in here this afternoon. An unexpected upset at the weekend box office as a newcomer works its way into first place. Very interesting story here. I want you to listen. Deborah Valentine has the story.
The Jason Statham thriller, A Working Man, takes number one at the box office, beating expectations with a $15.2 million debut.
When my wife passed and I left the Royal Marines, a lot of people would have given up on me. You gave me a job. You were patient with me. You, Carla, Jenny, you're my family.
Snow White falls to second place in its second week, pulling in $14.2 million. A trio of newcomers rounding out the top five. The Chosen, The Last Supper, debuts in third place with $11.5 million. The Woman in the Yard comes out in fourth place with $9.5 million. And Death of a Unicorn finishes in fifth place with $5.8 million. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And a new poll shows that half of parents with adult children are financially supporting them. A Savings.com report surveyed 1,000 U.S. adults. Parents contributed an average of nearly $1,500 a month. Groceries were the most common bills parents helped their adult children with.
They're in that boat, let me tell you. Okay, President Donald Trump is accusing law firms of weaponizing the judicial system against him. Well, okay, Howie Kurtz has an analysis on what's happening in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
President Trump's attacks on some of the world's biggest law firms is drawing a surge in media attention. The latest is Skadden Arps, which agreed to pay $100 million in free services to the White House rather than be targeted with an executive order. This follows Paul Weiss, which agreed to provide $40 million in pro bono work, again, to avoid an executive order, which, by barring these firms from reviewing classified material, makes it very hard for them to provide help to their corporate clients. Now, three other firms have sued the administration and won an initial battle in court, saying this is unfair for them to be singled out. And often it's just a single lawyer, a former prosecutor like Bob Mueller, who was part of the firm, and therefore the president is seeing them as hostile and striking back. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, one final check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Looking at the roads, not too much going on from what I can see. Still have some minor backups developing on 9 Mile Road, though. That's going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And we did have an accident reported earlier this afternoon on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach, causing some minor backups over there. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 63 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be very similar. Cloudy, high of 76, low of 68.
Here's today's business news.
Let me just frame this story for you. Let's just put it under the umbrella of the rich get richer. I think that's a pretty safe headline.
I know this story, so I agree with you.
Okay, Elon Musk, here it is. Elon Musk is selling his online platform X to his own AI company, XAI. You're not going to believe it. Madison Allworth has the report.
Musk announced the sale on Friday, and it combines two of his companies into one. Before the sale, the two companies already shared some investors and engineers. Now, X is financially stronger, and XAI gets better development and integration. On X, Musk wrote, quote, XAI and X's futures are intertwined. Today, we officially take the step to combine the data, models, compute, distribution, and talent. This combination will unlock immense potential by blending XAI's advanced AI capability and expertise with X's massive reach.
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah, I want to hear you frame it. Go ahead. Come on.
Well, I did, because I read he's selling it to his own company, and
absolutely.
I'm like, so it's going to him. Anyway, whatever.
Yes, it is.
And Apple is turning its attention.
Called capitalism, by the way.
Yes, and he's mastered it.
Yes, he has.
Apple is turning its attention to the health industry. According to Bloomberg, the tech company revitalizing its health app that includes a new AI doctor and able to personalize care. It's working to advance health sensors and work through operational roadblocks related to monitoring glucose and blood oxygen levels, and the company is also including a food tracking feature. The new features are expected to be released sometime next year.
News Radio 92.3, all those crazy seniors. You got to watch them. Let me tell you. I'm in this group here, so I can kind of...
You can rag on yourself. Yeah, sure.
A little bit, yeah. Okay, well, seniors, listen to me now. You have the chance to win whiskey for life. Do I have your ears now? Yes, I can see the hands. Thank you. But to get that whiskey for life, you're going to have to prove you're the life of the party. This is going to be interesting. Christian Goodwin has more on this trending story.
Fireball says those who were born in or before 1935 are eligible to win some cold hard cash to put towards a slew of its signature cinnamon whiskey. Folks have until the end of day to apply at lifetimesupplyoffireball.com, sharing a photo of themselves enjoying Fireball and detailing how they keep the mischief alive at 90 plus. Loved ones who are 21 or older can also nominate a senior with their consent. The brand says the promotion celebrates those who have been breaking barriers since the end of Prohibition. Its global brand director saying in a statement, when you've been partying for 90 plus years, you don't slow down. 15 winners will be awarded the grand prize of $2,400. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
I told you it was going to be interesting, didn't I?
You did.
Okay. Let me just...
Hey, man, old people like to party. There's stats that have shown that.
Whoa, we don't call old people.
Elders.
Just senior citizens.
There you go.
I feel better now. Hey, listen, speaking of feeling better, I want to pass this on to the good folks over at the Pensacola Interstate Fair, accepting applications for the John E. Frenkel Senior Educational Grant. This is good stuff here. The deadline, next week, April 11th, the fair's selection committee allocated $30,000 in scholarship funds to assist 25 students from Escambia and Santa Rosa County as a new grad. A couple of years now, grad?
Yeah. I was class of 23.
So wouldn't that come in handy?
Yeah.
Okay, National Weather Service coming up at 5:12 on News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.